Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 29, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter December 29, 2020. The creator turned himself inside out, and thus created what is opposite to him, egoism. We have to make ourselves, who are opposite to the creator, similar to him. This is how the Creator helps us, bringing forth qualities in us, that are opposite to him, the ego, in the order of their proper, gradual correction. Medium published my new article Setting Goals in a Rapidly Changing Reality. The world is changing at an ever-increasing rate. This is a fact. But the direction in which humanity is evolving is a constant one. Many dilemmas afflict people today. A new mutation of the coronavirus suddenly arrives with new uncertainties. Will it extend the plague for an even more extended period of time? Meanwhile, we continue living from one lockdown to another. How can we set directions and goals in life in a reality that changes every moment? The problem is that we spoil the plans for one another by wanting to impose our ways on others. The ego that grows in every person causes each to focus only on themselves and to exploit others more and more to their advantage. This creates an artificial world where no one brings the other closer to balance, but rather the opposite. Stress, loads of work, health issues, and endless concerns are some of the many aggravating factors that throw us off balance. This is modern life. So we search for a path forward that will restore calmness, a state in which we feel comfortable and enjoyed the flow of life. However, by nature, everyone is built differently, and this can be seen from an early age. Some kids enjoy sitting and playing for long hours, while others are compelled to run after a ball from corner to corner. Even in adulthood there are those who enjoyed the challenge of encountering problems and improvising solutions. Without action, they fall into boredom or even depression. Others must feel in every moment renewal in relation to achieving the goals they have set for themselves. Without change, they feel dead. Finally, of course, there are also many who are unable to tolerate change. Whichever characteristics are possessed, each one of us strives to feel enjoyment in life. The problem is that we spoil the plans for one another by wanting to impose our ways on others. The ego that grows in every person causes each to focus only on themselves and to exploit others more and more to their advantage. This creates an artificial world where no one brings the other closer to balance, but rather the opposite. The key to coping properly with change. Feeling alone is the major source of all the stress and anxiety we experience, particularly when we are undergoing change. The solution lies in getting support from our environment. When life summons us to confusing and difficult situations, talking to those who have been through similar situations can restore calm and balance. This provides us with new thoughts and additional perspectives that help us to build within us the best attitude to the changes we are going through. A supportive group can literally dilute the grief and pain of each and every individual. Gradually, evolutionary forces will also turn us into components of a larger social system where each will perform integral actions towards the others out of awareness and understanding. This simply amounts to building complementary connections between us, in every matter and at every level, from relationships within the family, through work and community, and to the level of the state. Accordingly, the main capacity that will be required in the future will be skills for the arrangement of an integral lifestyle and world. This is the general direction toward which today's reality is headed. In the long run, professional areas, roles, and jobs will all collapse or prosper according to integral development criteria. This means that whatever leads to a mutually beneficial connection between human beings will succeed, and whatever works in the opposite direction will not survive. So already today, each of us should take this into account when setting our direction and goals. Business owners will also have to adapt to the new demands of the times. those businesses that will be able to direct themselves towards connection between human beings will flourish, and those that focus solely on their own technical occupation will fade away. Slowly we will see how such businesses will have no customers. When choosing a profession, it will be important to pay attention not only to our individual preferences, but also to the relationships that prevail within the profession between people. Satisfaction and the ability to feel that one is fulfilling himself in the best way will depend on mutual help. In order to not feel lost and alone before work tasks, each one will need to feel part of a supportive team. On the part of organizations, it will be the spirit that prevails among the employees that will determine its level of success. Therefore, it is worthwhile to seek the help of experts in creating integral relationships who know how to properly organize the workforce, giving everyone the understanding and feeling that it is through the optimal connection with others that a special atmosphere will be found that can propel the organization on a path to shared success. Integration should reach a level where each one together with the rest will feel like one body, whose cooperation between its organs determines its level of healthy functioning. In any task wanting success, it will be clear to all that it will be worthwhile to build and keep an inclusive environment in which every opinion is valued. This is the only way to find the best possible solutions and the wisest decisions for an ideal future in our integral world. My new article on LinkedIn Tumultuous 2020 is out, but we aren't doing anything to make 2021 less so. 2020 is almost over, but we are not doing any self-scrutiny to make 2021 less tumultuous and more pleasing to live through. Usually, we introspect at the end of the year, summarize and draw conclusions. This past year has been so uncanny, unpredictable, and inexplicable that we seem to have given up on the whole idea of making sense of it. So what do? We sit in the corner and wait. But what are we waiting for? If we don't do anything, 2021 will be worse than 2020, there is no doubt about it. Wherever hatred and suspicion are increasing, if 2020 has taught us anything, it is that hatred achieves nothing. It is time we tried cooperation. It is time we matured and realized that whatever happens, we have to live together, work together, and grow together. We have to build our communities as one society. And clearly, a society that's founded on deep hatred is not one where people want to live and raise their children. It's good that we already recognize that we aren't owners of our own future. However, that does not mean that we have no obligations for the present. And if we improve the present, there is no doubt that our future will also be better. Right now, we are living in a splintered society that reeks of hatred and distrust. If we work on that, will our future improve? Right now, alienation among us, depression, and social isolation are growing wherever we look. If we do something about it now, will it not make 2021 better? Instead of dreading the future, we must look at the present and see where we can work to make things better. And the best and most effective place to work is among ourselves, in our families and communities, in our cities, states, and all over the country. The work we need to do is acknowledge the hatred that's erupted among us, and, despite its undeniable presence, acknowledge that we are dependent on each other. Trying to separate Republicans from Democrats is harder than separating the US from China. It will not work. The only option is to learn to live together, just as it's been for generations. And what is true of politics is true of everything else. Wherever hatred and suspicion are increasing, if 2020 has taught us anything, it is that hatred achieves nothing. It is time we tried cooperation. It is time we matured and realized that whatever happens, we have to live together, work together, and grow together. We have to build our communities as one society. And clearly, a society that's founded on deep hatred is not one where people want to live and raise their children. A step toward discovering the meaning of life. Question: if a person understands that he exists without meaning in life, but he does not yet have the need to achieve it, how can he take a step and want to find this meaning, literally control his fate? How does one move from one state to another? Answer: this is only possible only through the right environment. There's no other way. In the science of Kabbalah, it is explained that if a person belongs to a special group of people who are interested in comprehending the meaning of life, rising to its highest level, above this world, in the control system of our life, then he can reveal it and becomes, even during his lifetime in our world, one who comprehends the upper world. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, December 7, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is nationalism racism? Nationalism and racism share the same root. They both stem from an event that we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah called the shattering of the common system of Adam HaRishon, where we broke off from feeling that we all belong to a single system, and became different parts. The purpose of our lives, while we are alive in this world, is to reconnect these parts and discover the complete system that is above our current perception and sensation of reality. What exactly these parts are, how they differ from each other, and even how they should connect, is all fruitless knowledge that fails to serve our progress to our goal. In other words, focusing on and examining our differences gives us nothing. It is important, however, to realize a sincere desire to connect above our differences, where on one hand, we each maintain all kinds of differences to each other, but on the other hand, we rise above them and discover our sublime and harmonious connection as a single whole. Based on the talk Communication Skills: Communication Difficulties, on October 14, 2020. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Signs of the beginning of the correction. Question: in Kabbalah, there are very important symbols such as hands, the mouth, and distance. Now, during the pandemic, it is necessary to wash one's hands. According to Kabbalah, hands are the desire to receive. It is necessary to wear a mask so as not to spread the various nasty things that we say to each other. And, of course, distance is a restriction. Is there a connection between these things? Answer: no. We are just starting to correct our attitudes toward each other involuntarily through all sorts of not very pleasant states, which will slowly, methodically teach us how to interact with each other correctly. I hope that, gradually, humanity will come to this outcome. I would not like to see this as a blow of fate, correction through wars and all sorts of disasters. Although, this is not impossible. Let us hope that, not only the virus, but all of nature, will teach us how to properly interact and come together in spite of our characters and qualities that cause egoistic rejection between people. Question: could we say that these are signs of how nature teaches us? I have to wash my hands, that is, I don't get more than I should, from society, for my own sake. I must not slander, so we wear masks that make it difficult to speak and breathe. And, most importantly, everyone has to keep their distance. Aren't these signs of the beginning of correction? Answer: no. These are acts of nature, so they cannot be called corrections. Correction begins with the realization of our egoism. We have not started working on our egoism yet. I hope that, in the near future, we will be able to explain this and people will begin to understand that the problem is only in our egoism. The fact that you wash your hands and wear a mask, this, you do for yourself. When you do it for the sake of others above your egoism, put on a mask so as not to infect others, then the correction will begin. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 30, 2020. Treatment for the virus. Remark, you say that connection between people is the cure for viruses. But we see, on the contrary, that the cure is to maintain distance, to quarantine. Answer, quarantine is not the cure for the virus. Instead, the treatment for the virus is a warm connection between people, when we prevent the virus from settling between us, between our feelings, between our relationships. By striving to be like one person with one heart, we leave no room for the virus between us. But for now, we are in a transitional state. Such states teach us what is good and what is bad, whether you agree to change or not, what will happen if you do this or that. Here we cannot yet draw the right conclusions. But there is no doubt that in the near future humanity will begin to understand that personal, correct relationships between people heal society. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 30, 2020. Metamorphosis of love. Question. The altruistic force of love is the most important force in nature since it contains a creative and generative energy that begins, forms, emanates, and creates systems. Why is it called the force of love? Answer, in our world, love is the attraction of a person to something from which he feels fulfillment, satiation, or something pleasant. He could be attracted to color, sound, shape, or anything else but people. And it's the same in people. Question. Very often, we hear from you as well as many philosophers that nature loves us. I am not even talking about the concept of the Creator, which is from the point of view of Kabbalah identical to the concept of nature. What does it mean that nature loves us, and that we need to love nature? Answer, love is a law of nature. The mutual attraction to perform some type of common function makes it possible to continue oneself, etc. Particularly, we call offspring and reproduction the consequence of love. Question. Human love is not built upon the good of another, but on one's own good through the good of another. It is clear that there is no such thing as altruistic love. There is a huge difference between altruistic love, when you think only about the other and how to fill him, and human love. People cannot love just like that, without some self-benefit. Frequently, our love turns into hate. If I love someone and all of a sudden he cheats on me, then my love turns into hate. Why is there such a small distance between these feelings? Answer, because you want to be fulfilled with this object and instead of pleasant fulfillment you get the absolute opposite from it in the end. That is why hatred appears instead of love. Question. What should happen to a person in order for the feeling of absolute love to manifest in him? Answer. If you rise above yourself so that no matter how others treat you, you will treat them equally well, then absolute love is possible. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 23, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, August 14, 2020. Question. What properties should a person who speaks publicly have? Answer. He should simply know his subject and what he says should be useful to people. Question. There is a saying, a good teacher reveals one portion and covers two portions. What does this mean? Answer. This is a spiritual principle. It is difficult to apply it in the ordinary world. Question. What skills do you develop in working with an audience? Do you work on this in a certain way? Do you use any technology? Answer. No, I do not use any technology other than the computer to transfer information, pictures, and sounds. Question. How can we check whether we are influencing the audience or not? How can we be sure that we have influenced them well? Answer. I see it from the questions and answers, from the workshops. Question. What are the advantages and disadvantages of giving lectures one-to-one and in pairs when one complements the other? Answer. I don't know. This is your experience. But I think it is interesting. Question. There are different techniques on how to develop the voice, the tone and volume of the performance. It is said that it greatly affects people, especially the damber. What do you think? Answer: this must be learned. But I cannot do that. My speech apparatus can no longer be used in that way. Question: what determines the success of a speech, the topic, the speaker, the needs of the audience? Answer: all of it. Question: what inspires you to do so many public speeches? Answer: I feel responsible. But now I am starting to gradually cut down on all kinds of conversations, and I want to reduce them to almost zero except for conversations with my writers and journalists. Question: do you have any specific techniques for different audiences? Is it important to you who is sitting in front of you? Answer: no, but I must see who I am speaking to, young people or old people, uneducated people or scientists, etc. This is the difference. But nothing more. Question: how do you tune into the people in front of you that you will speak to now? Answer: I am not tuning in, but I simply try to convey to them what kind of science it is that I am knowledgeable of. Question: what funny things happened to you during your public speaking? Was there anything out of the ordinary? Answer: no. The most important thing is that people who come to the lecture have an idea of what will be discussed. Question: what advice do you have if the audience starts to get distracted and stops listening? Answer: we need to round off probably. You cannot do anything. Question: are you against frontal speeches? Answer: I don't really like them because it is a problem working with an unprepared audience that does not understand what and how. But, on the other hand, you cannot do anything. Until recently, I traveled a lot around the world and gave lectures and speeches everywhere, radio, television, in large halls, etc. Question: are you afraid that you will be asked a question that you cannot answer? Answer: no. On the contrary, I really love sharp questions. Question: how can you measure the success of your performances? Answer: by the number of new students. Question: nowadays, virtual learning is gaining more and more popularity when practically one person or several teachers can teach the whole world. What will this trend lead to? Answer: only good teachers will remain. Question: how can you stimulate listeners to ask questions so that they do not just sit behind the monitor? Answer: I ask, if you have questions, ask. There are no special evasions or patents here. Question: they say, do not place an obstacle before a blind man. What does it mean? Answer: you should present the material in such a way that everything is clear to the person, pleasant and in a way he would be interested in it. Question: should the speaker only say what the person wants to hear? Answer: yes, what he wants to hear, what he needs. But in such a way that it interests him, and he takes it with him. From CabTV's Communication Skills, August 14, 2020. Cultural diversity. Question: the term multiculturalism appeared in the late 60s in Canada, and was officially recognized in the 71st year of the last century. It involves the exchange of ideologies, ideas, political views, practices, and cultures. Multiculturalism means integration but without assimilation, where everyone maintains their own culture. Do you consider this to be positive for human development? Answer: everything that is done ultimately manifests itself as a movement forward. True, sometimes not in a very good way, but still, this is considered to be a promotion. Question: maybe, for the purpose of communication between people, it would be better if there were only one common culture? Answer: this is impossible. Each nation has its own environment and its own history. By themselves, they are each created differently. Comment: if at least one country had a single culture, after all, it is very difficult to maintain different cultures from an economic point of view. My response: no. We cannot do this. On the contrary, we need to invest in the development of cultures and move forward with all kinds of diversity. comment. The basic principles of multiculturalism include, first of all, cultural diversity that enriches the society and makes it viable. Secondly, they include the right to cultural difference and unity in pluralism. It turns out that people by themselves cannot unite above their differences. Here, we need clear state laws that are backed by rights and, of course, education. My response, we see that the state is gradually introducing laws that support multiculturalism. Comment: the fact is that when this ideology gets intermingled with politics, the politicians begin to manipulate it, which tears the country apart. In homogeneous countries with one culture, life is much easier. My response, you cannot do anything. In Scandinavia, for example, there is more or less uniformity. What France was like 40 years ago in comparison to today is day and night. Question: it is clear that this is a natural process. But where does it lead? Answer: to the outcome that the entire globe will be mixed and there will be a single culture that will include all possible forms of multicultural communication. And it will not bother anyone. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, October 16, 2020. The death penalty from the point of view of morality. Question: what is your position regarding the death penalty from the point of view of morality? Answer: in certain cases, it is necessary. Question: there are a lot of ethical arguments for and against the death penalty. Society is divided. There are countries in which it is accepted as the law and there are those who are against it. Answer: if we can prove that we have no other way to correct a person and to protect society from him, then society has the right to sentence him to death as he is absolutely harmful to it. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, October 9, 2020.